Community leaders from the Pacific Island, Asian American, Native American, Hispanic, and Black communities met Tuesday, holding one of their regular meetings in Park City. It's part of an outreach to go into the communities in which a minority population or populations are prevalent and to find out firsthand from those who work with the challenges of education, health, and corrections on a daily basis. The commission, co-chaired by Byron Russell and Lieutenant Governor Spencer Cox, urged the Park City representatives to voice concerns and ask questions. Glenn Wright, a board member of Habitat for Humanity and chair of the Summit County Democrats, presented two issues that he wanted the Multicultural Commission to push with the state legislature. He tied the numbers of children, some 1,000 in Park City alone, that qualify for a free lunch or breakfast program, to the need to get these kids a good start with education. He asked for an expansion of the successful preschool program.
Whereas a lot of these kids, without that preparation, might not be at the first grade level by the time they get to third grade. And if that's the case, they are really behind the eight ball. So I would call on this commission to advocate with the legislature for a massive expansion of the pre-K program.
The second topic, figuring out how to expand Medicaid.
If you ratio the number of people affected by that in the state to Summit and Wasatch County, there's probably 1,500 to 2,000 people in Summit County that would be affected by that, probably on the order of 1,000 in Wasatch County. Some of our neighbors are going to die if this program is not expanded.
Lieutenant Governor Spencer Cox said he feels the state government has nearly reached an agreement on Medicaid and said he couldn't agree more with the idea of expanding preschool throughout the state for minorities.
We always say that there's really no silver bullet in education, but there might be, and it may just be pre-K.
Sister Marianne Pajakowski of Holy Cross Ministries also chimed in on the benefits of investing early in children.
The full-day kindergarten, the extra attention and funding to pre-K is really important, and it dovetails on a lot of working parents' needs for a full-day piece. Half-day is really hard on working parents.
Then she asked about immigration reform.
What's really needed is some really decent immigration reform, and it's really stalled and stuck. And it puzzles me. I don't know the kinds of conversation that you all would have on that level to kind of move that issue forward.
Lieutenant Governor Cox responded, saying Utah can do much better than it's doing.
You can't have people living in the shadows. It just makes no sense. And this ludicrous idea that we can round everyone up and send them back, it makes no sense in any reality whatsoever. We absolutely can do more. We can find ways to help people, again, come out of the shadows, help them get legal status of some sort that allows them to work towards full citizenship. We have to do this.
That's Lieutenant Governor Spencer Cox. The Multicultural Commission plans to take its meetings around the state to engage the public. For more information on the commission, visit utah.gov and search Multicultural Commission. I'm Lynn Ware-Peek, KPCW News.